91 number, Sons of Jesus. And when he told him to jump off this building, don't worry about it. You got some angels that bear you up, even to keep you from dashing your foot against a stone. But he left something out. God will keep you in all your ways. Are you with me? Not just to jump off a building. Amen. And so may God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Oh. all give it up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is above every name. Yeah. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. We thank you for your son, God, Jesus. We reverence and adore him now. We bless you for even waking us up this morning. We're so grateful. During this Christmas season, we're so grateful. You brought us from the beginning of the year on to this year. And we're so grateful. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh,
honor the Lord with your giving at this time. Amen. And God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. So honor the Lord. It's better to give than it is to receive. The Bible says he gives a seed to the sower. He's going to give it to you. Amen. To our online viewers, if you wish to give, you can do that several ways. We have several projects that's going on in our church for the community. So online givers, you can go to our website, www.zionhillchurchfamily.com. You can find us on Facebook as well in order to give so that God can bless you, because it's better to give than it is to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we understand that this is a season, Father God, of receiving and giving, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the season is, Father God, about Jesus, the Christ, Lord God, because he came, Father God, and gave his life for us, Lord God. So we just thank you so much for this season, Lord God. And we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, Lord God. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're going to do in the people's lives, Lord God. I see, Father God, blessings, Father God, just showering down on your people, Lord God. So I just thank you right now, Lord God, for blessing your people. And Father God, even as the service go forward on today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that healing will take place, Father God, that the word of God will go forward, Lord God, with power and conviction, and they will not leave the same way they came, Lord God. In Jesus' name, ushers, you may come forward.
Praise the Lord. Let me thank God for our young people again. What a blessing. I want to say thank you to every one of you that supported our, what you call, Christmas gala yesterday. We want to say thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your prayers. It was good to see so many of you. We are grateful to our CEO for getting the place ready for us. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. It's a blessing to be blessed. May God increase you more and more. Also, I want to thank all of you that supported Deacon Carlos from Maxville. His loved ones gone on to be with the Lord, and many of you are there to support this man of God this Saturday. We are grateful. Please continue to pray for that family. Amen. That's Brother Deacon right there. You don't have to sing this morning. Amen. We thank God for you. We love you, sir. Amen. We are also grateful for one of our elderly, Papa Bookman, that's it. And his sister had gone on to be with the Lord also over there at True Vine. And we are grateful to God that these are people that knew the Lord. Amen. The Bible said they rest from their labor and their works do follow them. Please continue to pray for Papa Bookman and Deacon Carlos. Let's just support one another. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Please don't forget all the other activities that we still have in front of us. I am especially pleased to inform you concerning our youth building, the new building that will cost us $4 million. My secretary brought the contract to my office, and I will sign it today. Amen. So, you ever watch a football game and you have a fourth down? I'm not talking to the New Orleans Saints now. So, and sometimes you have to take, you say, let's go for it. We are grateful. We still love the New Orleans Saints. The Bible says, owe nobody nothing but love. So, amen. Please don't forget our watch night service coming up. Amen. Actually, we are blessed this year because our association will be doing watch night also. All the churches, they're coming together, and that's going to be at Mount Zion. And it starts at 6 p.m. So if you want to be a blessing or you want to go and attend, you certainly have my blessing and permission. So 6 o'clock, December the 31st, our own Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Hardison will be preaching. The reason why they were chosen, I am informed that these are the two oldest preachers in our association. Even I didn't know that. So, but thank God for long life. So make yourself available. 6 p.m. is the Association Watch Night service at Mount Zion. Our own church Watch Night service is at 10 p.m. And I hope they don't mind me informing you that actually at 9 p.m. we will have what we call pre-game, pre-show. What's the American word for it? Pre-show, amen. They asked me about it. And that means there'll be all kinds of talents being displayed. And there'll be gifts and prizes. Amen. So I said, why not? Let's just continue to have fun all day. God has been faithful to us. Amen. We have something to celebrate. So if you want to sing or break dance or rap or whatever the gift is, feel free to show up at 9. But the official Watch Night service starts at 10 p.m. And the Lord has given me a word for this church, for this community, for this nation. So make yourself available. This is when your pastor share what you can expect in the coming year. And you don't want to miss that. It's called prophetic declaration. One of my greatest joy as pastor is being able to watch during the year people will walk to me and say it's happening in my life. So my job is to decree and declare it after hearing from the Lord. And your job is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and watch the power of God demonstrated in your life. All minds clear? Now I want us to all get up and walk around and find somebody and love on them and say good morning. Just thank them for being in church this morning. What a fellowship.
What a blessed day, what a peace of mind.
worship team to come back. And let's just celebrate for a few minutes. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Amen. And we are grateful to God for our young people. Notice they sing about joy to the world. And guess what I'm going to be preaching about? Joy to the world. So it's always good. So I'm inviting you to Jesus' birthday throughout this month. And let's just celebrate him because he is worthy to be praised. Do I have a witness in the house? So wherever you are, let's just stand up. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can we lift up his name just for a few minutes? Can we lift up his name just for a few minutes? Come on and give him some praise this morning. Clap your hands like this, come on. We're gonna celebrate and give him joy. Yeah. Let me sing.
The Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
You are my Lord and
You are my Lord and King.
You're the Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
You rule over everything.
Rule over everything.
You're the Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
Say you are the great I am.
You are the great I am.
Say you're Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
And you reign over all of the land.
Reign over all the
and you are holy.
Holy.
You're mighty.
Mighty.
You're worthy.
Worthy.
Of the glory, God.
Glory.
You're holy Jesus,
holy,
you're mighty Jesus,
mighty,
you're worthy Jesus
worthy,
of the glory.
Glory.
Come on, I lift your name on high.
I lift your name on
everybody
high.
Say, I lift your name on high.
I lift your name on yeah. high.
You are my Lord and King.
You are my Lord and King.
You're the Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
Read to your hearing a very familiar scripture. Luke chapter 2, verse number 10. Just one verse. By permission of the Holy Spirit, I want to talk about joy to the world. Let me confess to you, I got inspiration for this sermon just by listening to the song, Joy to the World. And I read book, Brother in the Lord, I was actually given that book by Pastor Doug, my friend, who's back there. And it's an easy read for me. The book is titled, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I love easy read because I can knock it out. Those of you who are members of our church book club, you might want to consider getting a bunch of that book and read it as a club. It's good for you. I share that with you for the benefits of all the pastors that are here and those of you. Good to see you, Pastor. You look sharp, man. Amen. Look at all these men and women of God. Pastor Reed, see? Pastor Tenney, Pastor Edison, Pastor Dating 1, Dating 2, Pastor Hall. Man, you're a preacher too? What? Tell me your name. Another Reed? Man, we go two Reeds. He looked like a preacher. Praise the Lord. And we have Pastor Jovian 1, Jovian 2. There's probably a 3 somewhere. Man, that's a blessing. We are grateful. And so many other pastors that are live streaming. I met one pastor told me every Sunday, said the first thing I do is to watch Zion Hill before I go to my church. Then he said he's amazed how many times the word God gave him to preach. And I would get up and preach the same thing. I said, praise the Lord. We all ought to be on the same page anyway. Everybody happy? It's good to be blessed. The scripture is Luke chapter 2, verse number 10. And the Bible simply says, and the angel said unto them, fear not. See, I can stop there and preach all day. That you don't have to fear. But that's not my assignment this morning. He said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. Translation, good news. I love good news. Not just good news, but it's good news of great joy. And this shall be to all the people. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful for the opportunity to know you. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you, O God, for being our Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this place. I'm always mindful that this is your church. These are your people. Glorify yourself in this house. Speak to us in a very special way. Help our hearing. Help our understanding. Demonstrate your love and power in the midst of your congregation. Somebody come with a question today. Lord, I pray that you will give them joy. There are souls to be saved. Lord, I pray that you will send laborers into their vineyard. Help your servant to proclaim what thus says the Lord. And help us not just to be hearers. We want to be doers of your word. I thank you for it. Miracles. signs and wonders shall take place in this house today. In the name of Jesus. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. I came up with a topic for discussion this morning, and it's titled The Secret of True Joy. The Secret of True Joy. The passage I just read to your hearing was a statement, a message from an angel. To who? To the shepherds. You all know the story. The angel told the shepherd, you don't have to fear. That's something to shout about. You know why that's important? Because you can imagine these shepherds minding their own business, attending to their sheep, and all of a sudden some strange being showed up. There's the tendency to panic or to fear. And the first thing that the angel told them, you don't have to fear. In fact, in case you don't know, I'm here on assignment. I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy. So now you see why I want to share about the secret of true joy today. Ladies and gentlemen, another thing caught my attention in that angel statement. He said, this good news, this good tidings is for all people. So that includes you. That includes me. So that means all of us here this morning, we are a candidate for the joy of the Lord. Amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. So, the good news is about joy to the world. So today I want to just share with you briefly, what is joy? How do you get joy? What is the secret to having true joy in your life? Well, for the sake of simplicity, the first thing I want to point out is to define what joy is. I don't want to assume we all know about it. Ladies and gentlemen, joy is what I would describe as a lasting emotion that comes from your choice to believe God that he would do just what he said. Ladies and gentlemen, today we live in a world full of trouble. Am I right about it? Just to put it in plain English, so many people in the world have no joy. In fact, even people in the church house, they are struggling in this area of their life. I believe that's why that book I mentioned, Do You Hear What I Hear, inspired me to talk about it. My brothers, my sisters, if you turn on your television or you're listening to your radio, sometimes you feel like you have a reason to go inside the house and never come back again. What do you hear on radio? What do you see on television? Murder. Rape, burglary, suicide. I mean, I can go on and on. that will make you question your joy. There are no straight answers from Congress. And not much sense is coming out of the city hall either. Yes, I said it. Somebody needs to tell the truth. And then if you say you're going to look beyond the community, what do you see? What do you hear? Wars in the Middle East. Hamas fighting the Israelis. Wars in Ukraine. Russians fighting Ukrainians. North Korea, the guy with a funny haircut, you know? Show up every day. See, how dare you mess with me? It's a little bitty creature like this. This is what we have to deal with. You put out one fire, another one comes up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not to mention all the issues we are facing as a society. You got to deal with the gays. You got to deal with the lesbians, you got to deal with the bisexual, you got to deal with transgender, you got to deal with the gold digger. I mean, oh, I can go on and on. I say, Lord, have mercy. How are we going to survive with all this mess? So the truth, ladies and gentlemen, is that too many people have no joy. Some people have a home with no joy. Some people are blessed with a job, but they have no joy on that job. You'll be amazed how many people are in ministry. They pass through a church, but they have no joy. Hey, don't turn me off. You know, I didn't call myself. I got a day job. It's a serious situation that we find ourselves. Folks just struggling and have no peace, no joy in the undertaking. You'll be amazed how many people are all living on antidepressant. Don't look at your neighbor this morning. They go to take pills before they can sleep. Then they have to take another one to wake up and just to function during the day. You see what we have to deal with? This is really concerning to me. I never will forget, I heard the story of a great brother. His name is Michael Jackson. Man, I've seen a lot of people. But as far as I'm concerned, if you give me Luther Vandross, and you mix it with Whitney Houston, hallelujah, and you come on with Michael Jackson, you can keep the rest of them. This brother is so talented that I can watch him perform 24 hours. But then I found out that he can't sleep. He got millions of dollars but have no job. They have to shoot him with the needle to go to sleep. And then shoot him with the needle to wake him up. So what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we need joy. So my assignment this morning is to share with you briefly the secret behind true joy. Why do we need joy? I'm glad you asked. The Bible said in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Am I right about it? Well, let me put it in plain English. That means the extent of your strength depends on how much joy you have. Are you with me this morning? It means your strength in life is equal to your joy. So if you run out of joy, you're going to run out of strength. We don't want any member of our church in that situation. We don't want anybody in this community. That is why we broadcast this service. It's on radio, on television, on social media. You'll be amazed how many Africans are watching you right now. People from different nations. You don't have to take my word. Just talk to your media staff, because they are able to keep track of who is watching Zion Hill. A church in a little town called Pineville, Louisiana. To God be the glory. What I'm trying to suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, joy is very scarce. When you think of it as a commodity, you got to have it. The book of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22 says, a merry heart is like a medicine. But it continued to say, somebody with a broken spirit, that brokenness will dry up the bones. So we need joy. A lack of joy will dry up your insights. A lack of joy will dry up your innovation, your creativity. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is that our God wants every one of us to have joy. That's something to shout about. I said our God wants all of us, you, all of us here, myself included, he wants us to have joy. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how to find it. And that is why we need a preacher. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except God send them? So I want joy in my life. I want every one of my members to be full of joy. Joy is so important to me. Everybody that lives in my house, their name is Joy. Everybody in my house, their middle name is Joy. If there's a cockroach, his middle name is John. This is how important this subject is to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how to find joy, so we begin to lie to each other. We say things like, if I can just get married, I'll have joy. Some people will say, if I can just rise up the corporate ladder, I'll have joy. And then they climb the ladder and they get to the top and they blow their own head off. Isn't that something? No joy. Some people will say to them, say, if I can just make money. I used to think like that too. The Lord had to deliver me. I see all kinds of problems in Africa. I see people hungry. I see people begging for food. I see people living no house. So I said to myself, I said, self, if I could just make enough money, I can fix all these problems. But you know, I've seen people who are multimillionaires, and yet they're miserable. Some of us say, well, if I can just become...
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call